WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Philip Glass has composed a trilogy of portrait operas about great men: Einstein on the Beach, Satyagraha about Mahatma Gandhi, and Akhenaten. Akhenaten was commissioned by the Stuttgart State Opera in 1982 and was given its world premiere there in 1984. CBS has just released a recording of the opera. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Philip Glass's Akhenaten has a great story behind it, the story of the Egyptian pharaoh who invented monotheism and brought it to his kingdom for one brief shining moment. 17 years, actually, before the overwhelming forces of tradition, conformity, and conservatism destroyed him. Organized in conventional operatic scenes, Akhenaten could have turned into a hyper-romanticized Hollywood epic like The Egyptian, which told the same story. So Glass and his literary and scenic collaborators, Shalom Goldman, Robert Israel, and Richard Rydell, give us the story in a printed plot summary and present instead a spectacle of symbolic images, sung, recited, mimed, and danced. The libretto consists of disconnected passages drawn mainly from ancient writing. They're sung or spoken in English, wordless vowels, and a modern rendering of ancient Egyptian, Akkadian, and Biblical Hebrew. On records, Akhenaten seems a kind of symphonic cantata or oratorio, with solo and choral passages surrounded by extended minimalist tone poems. The funeral of Akhenaten's father, Akhenaten's coronation, Akhenaten pulling down the roof of the old temple. Vocal highlights include Akhenaten's love duet with his wife Nefertiti, a trio announcing the dawn of the new age, and Akhenaten's hymn to Aten, the new god. Glass calls this ecstatic, almost pop music pretty aria the central moment of the opera and wants it to be sung in whatever language the audience speaks. At the end, a present-day guide leads tourists through the ruins, and the ancient ghosts finally join the funeral procession the opera began with. Glass clearly realizes that the minimalist style doesn't work with conventional operatic recitative or dialogue. Its repeated modules seem more appropriate for ritual than drama. Ironically, it also reminds me of movie music. The main recurrent motif is like Bernard Herrmann's haunting theme churning and churning ominously under the main titles of Vertigo. Could he, or Alfred Hitchcock, have been the real father of minimalism? I don't think Glass's orchestration has ever been more dazzlingly colorful. Sometimes it's almost schlocky in its easy excess. The Fall of Akhenaten sounds like a cross between Borodin's Polovtsian dances and the triumphal scene from Aida. Dennis Russell Davies conducts the orchestra and chorus of the Stuttgart State Opera with amazing precision and passion. The soloists, especially early music countertenor Paul Eswood, negotiate the intricate, insinuating harmonies brilliantly. Actor David Warlow as the scribe, the Egyptian also begins with a scribe, gets a bit portentous on the orotundity, though.
Nay. But I will make the city of the horizon for the Aten, my father, upon the east side, the place for which he did enclose for his own self with cliffs, and made a plain in the midst of it, that I might sacrifice to him thereon. This is it.
This is one of the main problems with Akhenaten. For all its variety of texture and pace, the overall tone is oppressively solemn, very different from the wit of Einstein on the beach. And because the music sometimes doesn't seem very deep or genuine, the solemnity often seems pretentious or melodramatic. So for all its exciting and even moving passages, the whole thing feels a little like being in church for 2 hours, or like a Hollywood version of church.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the CBS recording of the Philip Glass opera Akhenaten. This is Fresh Air.